it makes a dramatic improvement in that we currently have 45 to 50 million Americans without health insurance. And the data shows that if you don't have health insurance, you live your life sicker and you die younger than if you do have health insurance. And this isn't should be an embarrassment for the United States when every other industrialized country can cover all of its citizens at much less cost than we can. And we have 45, we're paying a lot more than they are, and we have 45 to 50 million Americans without health insurance. So the Affordable Care Act is projected to cover 32 million more Americans, and we certainly should not repeal that because, well, if we don't, we'll go back to arguing with each other. We won't have anything, and those 32 million Americans won't have insurance. So it's ethically responsible for us to maintain that. As far as getting our costs under control, the Independent Payment Advisory Board was intended to identify best practices and implement them and make suggestions for them. You know, currently we have a fee-for-service system where the more services you provide to a patient, the more money you get. And the incentives are there to provide more than what is needed. And that's what we have. And the Mayo Clinic is an example of another way that we can do that. The Mayo Clinic emphasizes that their primary purpose, that everybody gets up and goes to work in the morning, is that to provide patients with the best care that they can. Second to that, is doctor's convenience or revenues that are coming in. And so what they do is they pay their doctors on a salary. They don't pay them on a the more you more tests, the more procedures you perform, the more money you make. You get to make the same amount of money. Then that takes that out of the equation. You just concentrate on what's best for the patient. To rearrange our incentives is a part of the solution. The Institute of Medicine just came out here in September with an excellent report detailing our problems, and they have come up with the alarming figure of $750 billion a year that is spent on healthcare in this country that does not make the patients better.